Hare Krishna. Thanks to those devotees, Gauroi Prabhu and Rupta Parish, who are artists and are volunteering to help with Navabhaja Mahima. It's really a great great source of encouragement for me. Devotees were asking how it is that we need more artists, or what happened. It isn't so much a matter of what happened with the art department here in Hungary, but it's really about what happened with the book itself. And that is that the book is growing. It's becoming somewhat larger than planned as it's manifesting itself. And as a result of that, the number of, or the density of pictures is decreasing. Originally it was meant to be, well, after the first serious contemplation of the size of the book, it was meant to be a page every 4 written pages, which means that there may be 2 half pages in 4 written pages. So it was really nicely illustrated. Devotees would see drawings, and these are all line drawings, not paintings, but they would see drawings regularly throughout the book. And that's meant to be one of the features or aspects of the book. Aside from drawings of pastimes, there's also maps of parikram areas, and in addition to the maps, there's also drawings, line drawings of the pastime places themselves as they're seen in New Rajadhan. And all of these really add up to a really beautiful combination effect. But since the size of the book has sort of doubled by the time that I got where I am, which is halfway through, that means that right now we're talking about a page of illustration on every 10 pages, or possibly even less, maybe even every 15. And for me, that's something that I only want to accept if we've exhausted all other alternatives, and that's why I was appealing to the international community of devotees. I spoke with Russian disciples and devotees in Russia on the conference that's been posted on Share It just recently, and I asked them, because there are many very artistic devotees there in Russia, if they can assist. And some devotees are thinking about it. We have one devotee who's thinking of coming to stay here in New Rajadhan, and others who are willing to offer their services at a distance. So if there's anyone else out there who's ready and able, please let us know. It's a particular style of drawing, so that when devotees go through the book, they will see only as if it was one artist who did all the illustrations. And it's not a difficult style, but it is somewhat detailed, and it means fidelity to the bodily features and proportions of Krishna and his associates that we've sort of developed here, and has been repeated and can be seen throughout the Krishna and Vrindavan series. And it's something that can be done over communication, can be done over the internet via email. And even if devotees are not able to do it full-time, and I would imagine that they're not, because we also have a very limited budget for the art department, so we can't just hire or necessarily pay for artists unless perhaps their work is very, very inexpensive and it does fit into a budget. But even if some artists did, for example, one drawing a month over the period of the next 15 months, if we had 10 such devotees internationally, that would really, really thicken up the number of paintings, drawings, excuse me, per page, and it would, I think, really bring Navaraja Mahima to the original standard, to what we'd really wanted. So that's why we're asking for more artists, and that's what happened. And before concluding on that particular topic, let me just add another point, and that is that devotees who would like to assist with the financing of the art department in the 3.5 long years that it's taking to develop the maps, the drawings, training artists in the meantime, then please let us know. We're more than open for donations. Jayadev Prabhu has been the main single donor up to now, and then we've had some other donors who have contributed, and really appreciate their help, particularly one, Dr. Shabagat from Kazakhstan, who's donated handsomely, and then also somehow or another, there's some pension that was accrued for, I don't know, my work in, I think it must have been the QFA days when we had to be legally set up as a and registered as a company trading in kind, and so that amount of pension is also coming in very handy for the art department. But if there are further funds available, please do contact us. I also received a few more letters from the same devotee who had originally made that comment about devotees chanting 16 rounds, and I'm not going to get into all the details of his letter. He sent a few letters. I'll just reply to it, one of them, briefly, wherein he's taking objection that I complained that he was criticizing Srila Prabhupada because he was complaining about the concept of chanting 16 rounds and going back to Godhead. The devotee tried to clarify that he didn't believe that this was something that Srila Prabhupada had said, but it was something that I had said. And so he apologized to me. I should just state and reiterate that it's certainly not something that I made up, but it's something that Srila Prabhupada did say. There's not much argument about the fact that Prabhupada did say chant 16 rounds, follow the regulated principles, and go back to Godhead. In fact, the whole crux of that lecture was just about the fact that Prabhupada did say that, and in his time, some devotees, his own disciples, doubted it. For devotees somewhat in the know of Krishna consciousness and Krishna conscious movement, they know that this is not a controversy. Did Prabhupada say that or not? He did. The fact that, as this devotee is complaining that some devotees, perhaps my disciples, aren't chanting 16 rounds. That's Maya. It's not a point of contention. But changing what Srila Prabhupada said isn't going to get those devotees out of Maya. In other words, telling them that they should chant more than 16 rounds isn't going to solve the fact that they're not chanting 16 rounds. They should start by chanting 16, and then from there they can chant more rounds. So yes, Srila Prabhupada did say that, and that is why we're repeating that. And therefore, before criticizing a statement or a policy of ISKCON, devotees should see and check that this is, whether this is a statement that Srila Prabhupada had said, and if so, then they should know that when they criticize that policy, then they're also criticizing what Prabhupada says. Whatever one may say thereafter in terms of their own intention, that their intention is not to criticize Prabhupada, but the effect is that. Aside from that, we have no argument about the fact that devotees should, if they can't, chant more. If they're not chanting 16, that at least they should be chanting 16 and even make up for those that they didn't chant. But we shouldn't try to outdo Srila Prabhupada and criticize his well-documented and well-known statements about the potency of chanting the holy names, following the regulated principles, and the process of sadhana bhakti and preaching, that those things will actually deliver one to go back home, back to Godhead. All right, I said that I wouldn't say too much more, so I'll say just that much. And Hare Krishna.